Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, September 8th, 2022. And today, I'm kind of doing a follow-up of the last episode, Read Your Paperwork. That's right, I'm dropping more gems on y'all, man. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the talk of the town now. It's your boy Slack is Talk. It's your boy, aka Jason Slack. And I hope everybody had a good Labor Day, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all was safe. I hope y'all cooked on the grill. Like I said, man, y'all know me, man. There's nothing like cooking on the grill. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like that grill taste, man. I could have that all week and I will not complain, man. You know what I'm saying? It's something about that smell of charcoal, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, you know what I'm saying? I could just go every week, you know what I mean? Barbecue baked beans. You're talking about putting corn and cob on the grill. I can go all day, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting off the point. But hopefully, y'all had family in town, y'all enjoyed it, y'all cooked out, you know what I'm saying? Y'all enjoyed your extra day off and all that, everybody's safe, all that good stuff. And for all my day ones, man, I just want to welcome y'all back. As always, man, thanks for rocking with me. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. If you're new to the show, or even if it's your first time, man, don't worry about it, man. It's first time for everything. But I got you. You know what I mean? Just go to your favorite platform. Just hit that subscribe. Hit that follow button. You know, take me everywhere you go. After you subscribe, every time there's a new episode on here on the Slack is Talk, it'll automatically be delivered to your device. You don't have to do nothing further, man. You can listen live, or you can binge listen. You know what I'm saying? However you want to do it. Just take me with you. You can find the Slack is Talk on all your favorite platforms. Let's start things off by catching up a little bit. I appreciate y'all, man, supporting my boy Godstar. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had the good launch going on, you know what I'm saying? We launched the website, and ever since then, man, it's been doing numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep on getting those beats, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to go platinum? Godstar Production is where it's at, man. Go to the website, www.godstarproductions.com. Listen to, he got tracks, he got videos, a little bit of everything, man. Interviews, you name it, man. You know what I'm saying? He got it, you know? If you want to go platinum, I'm telling you, that's the place to be. Also, man, congratulate your boy, man. Congratulate me, man, on the Slack is Talk, man. You know, about a month ago, the Vision Live Network, we released a new podcast called the Sports Core Podcast, where, you know, we delivering, you know what I'm saying, great analogy. This on sports, everything dealing with sports, man, the business side. We talking NBA, we talking NFL, we talking NHL, we talking about whatever, man. We got experts in every field. About a month ago, we released that podcast. And as I explained, you know, it's a podcast. It's not tied to one host. You know what I'm saying? We have multiple hosts. So you're liable to get, you know, this person this week, a team next week. You know what I'm saying? You just have to keep following to see what's going to happen next. And this week, you know, I'm double dipping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because earlier this week, I got a solo. on the Sports Court Podcast, man. I did a solo, you know what I'm saying? And I'll give you a little preview, man. I did a little something on my football team, the New York Jets, you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, football season is starting this Sunday, man. And I had to, man. For the first time in a while, man, I'm excited, man. And check that out, man. Sports Court Podcast, man. Your boy Slaggers Talk. I represented this past Tuesday morning. You know what I'm saying? I went live. And check it out. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't like the Jets, you might still hear something that your team is going to do. You know what I'm saying? We might be going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like who knows? But check me out, man. Slaggers Talk was on the Sports Court Podcast this past Tuesday, man. Go to the Vision Live Network, subscribe, and check out your boy. Now that we got the news out the way, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get started. Last week episode, hopefully everybody should have heard, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't hear last week episode already, man, shame on y'all, you know what I mean? Shame on you, you know what I'm saying? Now, I understand, you know, some of y'all be at work. Some of y'all like to listen to two or three episodes at a time, so y'all might not have caught up yet. But if you didn't catch last week, you might want to listen to last week's episode first before you listen to this one. Because they kind of, it's different, but they kind of connected to each other too. You know what I'm saying? So go and listen to last week's episode, definitely, before you catch this one. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be caught up in the right order. Now, last week, we talked about reading your paperwork. You know what I'm saying? And what I meant by that is, regardless of whether we're talking about a contract, a statement, it could be a complaint, it could be some kind of agreement, or any documentation that's written that has your name on it, or it's about you, or it's concerning you, or it's concerning your company, or concerning something around you. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that could possibly impact you in any kind of way, you need to make sure that you read it. And read it twice. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you understand it. Because as I stated before, you know what I'm saying? It can have a negative impact. It can have a positive impact. But it's your life. And that's the most important thing in the world. And you don't want to take that for granted. You know what I'm saying? You don't want your life to be in somebody else's hands and you don't know why. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no idea. You just finding out for the first time. You know, it's embarrassing if you get a phone call or you have a meeting with somebody in person and they're telling you something about you and the whole situation is about you and somebody else is telling you, but meanwhile, you're hearing this for the first time. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing, right? But this week, I want to go even further than that. You know what I'm saying? Even further than that. And it's pertaining paperwork, but it's going a little bit deeper into it. And what I mean by deeper into it, I'm talking about creating generational wealth. I'm going to say it again. Creating generational wealth. And some of y'all might say, like, what does reading paperwork have to do with generational wealth? That's why I'm here. That's why we're here on the Slaggers Talk. You know what I'm saying? Slaggers Talk is here to teach you something today. You know what I mean? That's what brought us here. Now, first, before we get there, before we connect the two, let's talk about what generational wealth is and what it means. Generational wealth is when a person has kids, or it doesn't have to be kids per se. It could just be younger siblings. It could be a younger brother. You know, sometimes there's a 15-year difference between, you know, sisters and brothers sometimes and things of that nature. So it doesn't all the time have to be just your kids. But generational wealth is when a person is able to achieve a certain amount of success and they become wealthy. Now, because of their success, let's say this person is worth $1 million, right? Now, when something happens to them or they pass away, you want their kids or the younger sibling that we just spoke about to have $2 million. Okay, when they go on to have kids, you want those kids to have $3 million. You want their kids to have $4 million. And you wanted to keep going and going and going and going. You get the point. You know what I'm saying? Now, here on the Slackers Talk, we do things big. You know what I'm saying? I gave that example as each generation going up $1 million. But actually, like, I think we could double up each generation. You know what I'm saying? That's just me and more. You know what I'm saying? I think we could double it. You know what I mean? If I give my kids $1 million, I want them to go ahead and make $3 million. You know what I'm saying? I want their kids to go ahead and have $6 million. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep doubling this thing up. You know what I'm saying? In order for us to accomplish this, in order for us to build generational wealth, there's certain things that have to take place. There's certain steps that we have to take. There's a lot of things that we have to do. It's hard work, and it's something that you just can't do in one day. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. It's definitely a process, but it's a process that you can incorporate along the way of still living your life, if you get what I'm saying. Like, this is a process that you could do along the way while you're still out here doing your thing. Now, first thing is first, you know what I'm saying? When we get that money, we have to do the right thing with that money. You know what I'm saying? First thing, what I would say, and we're just talking about generational wealth right now. You know what I mean? We sticking to that point. We're not talking about like anything else. You know what I'm saying? We're just talking about generational wealth. First thing, you have to put your kids in a situation to win. You know what I'm saying? Let's give them the opportunities that we didn't have. You know what I'm saying? So say, for example, like, if you was coming up and you couldn't afford to be on the basketball team because you didn't have money to have a jersey and to travel with everybody and stuff like that. Okay, cool. Let's learn from that and make sure, you know, your daughter or your son has that. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure they have transportation. Let's make sure they have access to these programs. Let's make sure they're getting an education. Let's make sure that they're getting the information that they need to be a part of this stuff. Because I think I mentioned it on the last episode as well. A big problem that we have is that we don't have knowledge of the information that's out there for us. You know what I'm saying? We don't know about a lot of grants that's out there for kids to go to school. We don't know a lot of stuff that's taking place to raise money to help others. This is stuff that we just don't know about. There's a part of the world that keep things to themselves, and we're missing out on that. And that's one of the big problems. So being that, you know, we're successful and we kind of broke through, you know, we had a little success, let's make sure that, you know, our kids are getting all the stuff that we missed out on. We have to have the attitude of, we want our kids to be better than us. You have to have that attitude. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that attitude. You can't be selfish with it. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that attitude. Think of it this way. And this is something that I always live by. This is something that I always believed in, even when I was younger. You know, if you have kids that's better than you, even if kids that's not related to you, that you helped out, that's a representation of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did that. You know what I mean? You made that happen. You know what I'm saying? It may not be your money or something like that, but you did that. That happened because of you. Like, I'm gonna give you an example. Let's take Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z started Rockefeller. He started Rockefeller, Rock Nation, you know, and a lot of other things. Under him, you had an artist named Kanye West, and you had another artist named Rihanna. Now, both Rihanna and Kanye West, they're both billionaires now. That's right, billions with a B, billionaires. Now, in the case of Kanye West, don't quote me on this. I'm not 100% sure. But I think, as far as like net worth and who has the most money, I think Kanye West may have actually passed Jay-Z. I think I read a report earlier this year that he has passed Jay-Z. Now, there's a couple of ways to look at this, right? I'm gonna tell you the right way first. The right way to look at this is, you know how good that makes Jay-Z look? Do you know how valuable that makes Jay-Z look? To know that two artists that started from scratch, that started with nothing, two artists came up under Jay-Z and now have went on to become billionaires. One of them may even be worth more than he is. Do you know how valuable that is? Now, some people may take that as, nah, man, you know, he can't pass me. They can't pass me. They can't be up there with me. They can't be on the same level. Like, nobody has more than I got. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has more than I have. And that's the wrong way to look at it. Now, this might sound strange to you. Obviously, the name of the game is to try to make as most money as you can. That's definite. You know what I'm saying? But it's not about competing with people. It's not about, it's good if you can accomplish having the most money in the world. I mean, that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. But it's not about competing with people. It's about being comfortable in your own skin. And what I mean by that, regardless of whether Kanye West passed Jay-Z or not, or who's tied or who got the most or whatever, you know, whoop-de-woo, Jay-Z is comfortable in his own skin. He has created what you call generational wealth. His kids, he has enough where his kids are going to be straight. He has enough to where their kids are going to be straight. And we could just keep the money train continually, you know, continually going down the line. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, regardless of how much somebody else have. You know what I'm saying? And there is value in making other people, making others better than you. Because anybody looking to get in the industry, anybody looking to, like, you know, do business with Jay-Z or anything else, is going to look at that. They're going to look at Jay-Z and they're going to say, man, you know what? This guy's known from, you know, taking people from scratch, building from day one, and making billionaires out of people. You know what I'm saying? He's making billionaires out of people. Like, you're not just working for him or under him. You could become better than him. And on top of that, there's no shade. You know what I'm saying? There's no jealousy or anything. There's no nothing negative. That's the name of the game. I want you to be better than me. You know what I'm saying? That attracts more people to me. That makes me look better. Your success is my success. That means he's a damn good manager. He did a job. I signed you as an artist to make money. And you did that times 100. Now, that's an example of billionaires and millionaires and stuff like that. That's an example of people that have millions. Now, I want to do something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring it down a little bit. Let's talk about if I don't have millions. Let's talk about if I just got a couple thousand. You know, let's talk about if I'm, you know, entry level, still trying to get into the game. Let's talk about that. Let's even take it down to people that have 9-to-5s. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. So a way that we can still build generational wealth without having millions from the beginning or without already being a millionaire is, I talked about this numerous of times, and here it is again. There are certain things that are available to us that we're not taking advantage of. Now, earlier this week, I took in a meeting with a company. You know, I'm not going to name the company or whatever. And, you know, they were explaining some things to me. You know, you're never too old, or you never reach a certain status where you can't learn something. You know what I'm saying? You could always, like, learn something. And they were telling me about, you know, different programs. Like, for example, like, there's insurance that, you know, if something were to happen to you, it's not just about having enough money for the family to pay for your funeral. It's also about leaving something behind. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of your family and the rest of your generation to get a head start. There's stuff out there to where, you know, not only would you leave, you know, enough to pay for the funeral, but your kids, you know, your family, your younger siblings, or, you know, whoever, would be able to get startup money. They would be able to get X and X amount of dollars to go ahead and start the venture in their life. Now, it just depends on how much. It just depends on how much you put in, you know what I mean? How much insurance you get, you know, like that, like everything else. But that's a start. You know what I'm saying? If we started and built up from nothing, and something happens to us, and we're able to leave our kids $50,000 or $100,000, why not? You understand what I'm saying? That's a start. That's $100,000 out the gate that your kids have to get their business started. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? Now they're in position to do something. They could take that money, start up a business, and like I said earlier, they could double up. They could triple. They could four times that. You know what I'm saying? Sky's the limit. Now, when they get on, you know what I'm saying? And it's time for them to leave, and it's time for the next generation. Guess what? The next generation got $500,000. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe $1 million. And it just keeps going and going and going and going from there. There's numerous of things out there like that we're not taking advantage of. You know what I'm saying? We're just doing stuff like getting insurance and the bank keeps that money. You understand what I'm saying? We're making the next family rich. We're making other people that you don't even know rich. We're putting them in better situations. And we're not putting ourselves in better situations. Some of us, you know, we have insurance, and I'm using insurance as an example, but there are other things, other advantages that, you know, we can take care of, like stocks, you know, investments and stuff like that. There's all kind of stuff. Some of us have access to the right places and the right companies that do this, but we still not signing up or still don't know about the better option that I just spoke about. So like these places, these companies that we sign up for, like most of them, right? Let's say if you're interested in insurance or something like that. I'm just going to use insurance for the base here. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you're looking for insurance, right? When you go to the company to try to sign up or to get insurance, you have to go there knowing what you're talking about. Like, a lot of people that work there, they're not, like I said, it goes back to the last episode. You never know somebody's motive. You know what I'm saying? The other person that's sitting behind that desk, you don't know. They could be having a bad day. It could be that they don't like people like you. You understand what I'm saying? They're only interested in helping certain people. You really don't know. You understand what I'm saying? And I say that to say, that if you go there without knowing anything, you have to take a chance of believing that this person is just going to offer everything that this company has available. You understand what I'm saying? Some people, I've seen some cases like that. Like, they work for a company and they have this, that, and this, but because you don't know about it, they don't offer it because they might not want you to have it because they have a, you know, they have their own motive or something like that. There's cases like that. You know what I'm saying? There's cases like that. And what I wanted to tell you, and what I wanted to bring in, because I know y'all waiting for it, and I know y'all been wondering, like, well, how does the last episode, you know, connect with this one? You know how we can avoid all of this? You know how we can put ourselves in a better situation? You know how one of the key ways that we could build generational wealth? We have to read the paperwork. We have to. You know how many people in the world that have actually signed up for something, and the exact same thing that they signed up for, they actually have the features of, like, being able to create generational wealth, but they might not know it because when they signed up, it wasn't mentioned, you know? And because it wasn't mentioned, the time comes and something happens to the person and nobody really knows about that, and it just goes by the wayside. You can't depend on another person that you don't know. You can't depend on a company that doesn't know you personally to just beat down your door and tell you that you have these things. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't help them out. You understand what I'm saying? They're not invested in it like you are. They don't have, it's not important to them like it is you. You know what I'm saying? It's your family that's going to be set up, you know, not theirs. So you don't want to take that chance and just believe in that they're going to knock on your door and tell you that you have all this without you actually knowing. Now, there's some good people out there that would do it, but you don't want to leave it in their hands. You want to control your own destiny. The beginning, the very beginning of creating generational wealth without already being a millionaire, or without, you know, without having a million in a bank account or whatever, or being somebody famous. The very beginning, the first stage of building generational wealth, you have to read the paperwork. Make sure that you know what you got. Make sure you know all the features, what you're getting yourself into. Make sure your family knows. Because if it's a situation where, you know, you're gone, you're not going to be able to explain it to anybody after that. So it's going to be up to the kids and, you know, whoever you leave behind to, like, know these things. Teach them how to read the paperwork. Let these companies know that you're aware of what you have, so there's no disputing it later on. Let's take things to the next level. Let's not only become successful ourselves, let's create generational wealth and get this money train going so it can continue 100 years after us. And the very first step, let's read that paperwork. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me. Let's look out for that next generation. And we'll be back to talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka The Talk of the Town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.